This is the Sakar Moli of the 3rd of April, 2025. Essence. Sweet children, this new tree of yours is very sweet. Insects only come to this sweet tree. The insecticide to finish all insects is Manmanabhav. Question. What are the signs of the students who pass with honours? Answer. They pay full attention not just to one subject, but to all the subjects. The subject of physical service, too, is good. Many receive happiness through that, and marks are also accumulated. However, together with that, there also has to be this knowledge and good behaviour. Pay full attention to imbibing divine virtues. When you have this knowledge and yoga fully, you will be able to pass with honours. Song. Neither will he be separated from us, nor will there be sorrow in our hearts. Om Shanti. What did you children just hear? To whom are the hearts of you children attached? To the guide. What does the guide show you? He shows you the gates to heaven. You children have heard the name Gateway to Heaven. When do the gates to heaven open? It is now hell. Who opens the gates to heaven and when? Only you children know this. You constantly remain in happiness because you know the way to go to heaven. At the fairs and exhibitions, you can show people how they can go through the gates to heaven. You have created many pictures. Baba asks, out of all these pictures, which picture should we use to explain to people that these are the gates to go to heaven? The picture of the world cycle indicates the gates to heaven. This is right. At the top, on one side, there are the gates to hell, and on the other side, there are the gates to heaven. It is absolutely clear. All souls run back from here to the land of silence. Then you go to heaven. These are the gates. The whole cycle wouldn't be called the gate. At the top, where the confluence age is shown, there are the gates through which you souls exit and then enter that new world. Everyone else resides in the land of silence. The hands of the clock show that this is hell and that that is heaven. This picture is first class and the best of all to use to explain this. The gateway to heaven is absolutely clear. These are matters to be understood by the intellect. All the many religions are to be destroyed and the one religion established. You know that you will go to that land of happiness and that everyone else will remain in the land of silence. The gates are shown very clearly. This cycle is the main picture. The gates to heaven and hell are absolutely clear in this. Only those who went through the gates to heaven a cycle ago will do so again. Everyone else will go through the gates to silence. The gates of hell close and the gates to peace and happiness open. This is a first-class picture. Baba always says that the pictures of the Trimurti, the two globes, and this cycle are first-class pictures. First of all, explain this picture to anyone who comes. This is the picture that shows the gate to heaven. That is heaven, and this is hell. Hell is now to be destroyed, and the gate to liberation is opening. We shall now go to heaven, and all the others will go to the land of silence. It is so easy. Not everyone will go through the gates to heaven. It was the kingdom of only the deities there. It is in your intellects that you have now become worthy of going through the gates to heaven. To the extent that you study, so you will become a master. If you cry or beg for anything, you will be spoilt. The best picture of all is the cycle. It can be understood by the intellect. Once the picture has been seen, the intellect begins to work on it. You children should have thoughts throughout the day about which pictures should be the main ones we can use to explain everything. Gateway to heaven. These English words are very good. There are now many languages. The word Hindi has emerged from the word Hindustan. The word Hindustan is not right. In fact, its real name is Bharat. They speak of the land of Bharat. The names of streets, etc. are changed. The name of a country does not change. There is the word Mahabharat. Bharat is remembered in everything. People even sing that Bharat is their country. By saying that their religion is Hinduism, they have called the language Hindi. This is unrighteous. In the Golden Age, there was nothing but the truth. True things to wear, true food, true speech. Whereas here, everything has become false. So these words, gateway to heaven, are very good. Come and I'll show you the gate to go to heaven. There are so many languages. The Father gives you children elevated directions for salvation. It is said of the Father's directions, his ways and means for salvation are unique. He gives you children such easy directions. You have to follow God's Srimat. You would become a doctor by following the directions of a doctor. By following the directions of God, you will become gods and goddesses. These are the versions of God. This is why Baba has said, first of all, prove to them who God is. The masters of heaven are definitely gods and goddesses. There is nothing in the Brahm element. Heaven and hell exist here. Heaven and hell are completely separate from one another. People's intellects have become absolutely tamopradan. They do not understand anything. They have given the Golden Age a duration of hundreds of thousands of years, and they say of the Iron Age that 40,000 years still remain. They are in total darkness. You children now know that the Father is making you virtuous in order to send you to heaven. The main concern you should have is how to become Satopradhan. The Father has told you to remember him alone constantly. Whilst walking and doing everything, let there only be this remembrance in your intellects. All lovers and beloveds carry out actions. Even in devotion, while they perform actions, there is still the remembrance of that one in their intellects. They turn the beads of a rosary in order to remember him. The Father also repeatedly says, constantly remember me, your Father. Since they call him omnipresent, whom would they remember? The Father explains, they have become atheists. They do not even know the Father. They say, O God the Father, but they do not know who he is at all. Souls say, O God the Father, but what is a soul? Each soul is separate. That one is called the Supreme Soul, that is, the Supreme, the Highest on High, Supreme Soul. There isn't a single human being who has knowledge of souls. I am a soul and this is my body, and so there are two things. This body is made of the five elements. A soul is an imperishable point of light. What would it be made of? It is such a tiny point of light. Sages and holy men, etc., do not know this. This one adopted many gurus, but none of them told him what a soul is, or what the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is. It isn't only that they don't know the Supreme Soul. They don't even know about souls. If they were to know about souls, they would instantly know the Supreme Soul. How would it be possible for a child to continue by just knowing himself and not his father? You now know what souls are and where they reside. Even doctors understand that they are so subtle that they cannot be seen with their physical eyes. Therefore, how would it be possible for them to see one if they locked it in a glass case? No one in the world has this knowledge that you have. You know that each soul is a point, and that the Supreme Soul is also a point. We souls change from pure to impure, and impure to pure. Impure souls cannot reside there. Everyone who comes from there is pure, and they then become impure. The Father then comes and makes them pure. These are the easiest things of all. You know that you souls have been around the cycle of 84 births and have now become Tamopradhan. Only we take 84 births. It isn't a question of only one. The Father says, I explain to this one, but you also listen. I have entered this one. I speak to this one and you hear it. This one is the chariot. So, Baba has explained, you should write down the name, Gateway to Heaven. However, in that too, you have to explain that the deity religion that used to exist in the Golden Age has now disappeared. No one knows this. Christians were also Satopradhan at first. Then, while taking rebirth, they became Tamopradhan. The tree definitely becomes old. This is the tree of the variety of religions. According to the calculation of the tree, all the other religions come afterwards. This drama is predestined. It isn't that people will get a turn, just like that, to go to the Golden Age. No. This play has been created eternally. In the Golden Age, there was only the one ancient, original, eternal deity religion. It is now in the intellects of you children that you are going to heaven. The soul says, how can we return home if we are Tamopradhan? How would we go to heaven? For that, the Father has given you the method for becoming Satopradhan. The Father says, only I am called the purifier. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. It is written, God speaks. Everyone says that Bharat was heaven this many years before Christ, but no one knows how it became that or where it went afterwards. You now know this very clearly. Previously you did not know any of these things. No one in the world knows that it is souls who become good and bad. All souls are children. They remember the Father. The Father is the beloved of all, and all are his lovers. You children now know that that beloved has come. He is a very sweet beloved. Otherwise, why would everyone remember him? There isn't a human being from whose mouth the words "the Supreme Soul" do not emerge. It is just that they do not know him. You know that souls are bodiless. Souls are also worshipped. We who were worthy of worship then started worshipping our own souls. It is possible that you might have taken a previous birth in the Brahmin clan. Bhog is offered to Srinath, but it is the worshippers who eat it. All of that belongs to the path of devotion. You children have to explain that only the Father opens the gates to heaven. But how does he open them? How can he explain? God speaks, and so he must surely speak through a body. It is the soul who speaks and listens through this body. Baba tells us the details. There is the seed and the tree. You children know that this is a new tree. Gradually there will be growth. Many insects attack this tree of yours because a new tree is very sweet. Insects only attack sweet trees. Therefore, insecticide is sprayed on them. The Father has given you the very good insecticide of Manmanabhav. Because you do not stabilize yourselves in the consciousness of Manmanabhav, insects eat you. How useful would something be that has insects on it? It is thrown away. There is a great difference between a high and a low status. Baba continues to tell you, sweet children, become very sweet. Do not become like salt water with anyone. Become like milk and sugar. There even the lion and the lamb live like milk and sugar. Therefore you children too should become like milk and sugar. However, if it isn't in someone's fortune, what efforts would he make? Then he fails. A teacher teaches you to make your fortune elevated. A teacher teaches everyone. You can even see the difference. Students in a class can tell which one is clever in which particular subject. It is the same here. There is the subject of physical service too. There is the bandari, Boli Daddy, who looks after the kitchen. And because so many receive happiness, they remember her a great deal. This is good. You receive marks in this subject too. However, in order to pass with honours, you mustn't simply pay attention to one subject. You have to pay full attention to all the subjects. This knowledge is needed. Good behaviour is also needed, and divine virtues are needed as well. It is good to pay attention. Whenever someone comes to the bandari, she would say, "Become Manmanabhav, remember Shiv Baba, and your sins will be absolved, and you will become the masters of heaven." Whilst remembering the Father, continue to give the introduction to others. This knowledge and yoga are needed. It is very easy. This is the main thing. Become sticks for the blind. Take people to the exhibitions. Tell them, "Come, I'll show you the gates to heaven. This is hell and that is heaven." The Father says, "Remember me and become pure, and you will become the masters of the pure world." Manmanabhav. Baba is repeating the Gita to you exactly as he did a cycle ago. This is why Baba has had the picture made, who is the God of the Gita, who opens the gates to heaven. Shiv Baba opens them. Sri Krishna goes across through that. There are two main pictures. All the rest is detail. You children have to become very sweet. Speak with a lot of love. Give happiness to others with your thoughts, words and deeds. Just look at the Bhandari. She keeps everyone happy and so they bring gifts for her. This too is a subject. They come and give gifts. She then says, "Why should I take from you? Because I would then remember you. If I receive from Shiv Baba's treasure store, I would remember Shiv Baba." Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. In order to make your fortune elevated for yourselves, live with one another like milk and sugar. Become very sweet. Never become like salt water. Pay full attention to all the subjects. 2. In order to attain salvation, follow the elevated directions you have received from the Father and tell these elevated directions to others. Show them the path to go to heaven. Blessing. May you be a merciful world benefactor who gives courage and enthusiasm to every soul. Never tell a weak soul in the Brahmin family that he is weak. Constantly let good words for every soul emerge from the lips of you merciful world benefactor children, not words which would dishearten anyone. No matter how weak some may be, even if you have to give them a signal or teaching, first of all make them powerful and then give them that teaching. First of all, plough the field with courage and enthusiasm and then sow the seeds, and each seed will then easily bear fruit. When you do this, the service of world benefit will become fast. Slogan: take blessings from the Father and experience being constantly full. Abhyakt signal: remain constantly victorious with the awareness of the combined form. While performing every action, always experience yourself to be a karma yogi soul. While performing any action, do not forget to have remembrance. Let karma and action both be combined. Just as something that is combined cannot be separated, in the same way, become a karma yogi. Om Shanti.